This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Baltimore today, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake promised justice for Freddie Gray. Police say they've turned their investigation over to prosecutors who will decide whether or not to file any charges in this case. The violence in that city this week has led to a lot of comparisons to the much larger riots of 1968, April that year, and the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Some of the same neighborhoods in Baltimore were affected then as have been affected now. And in a lot of ways, those neighborhoods never really fully recovered. Marketplace's Amy Scott in Baltimore looks back at what's changed and what hasn't since that long week going on 50 years ago.
In April 1968, Kim Peace was a young girl when Baltimore erupted after the death of Martin Luther King Jr.
I seen people looting and tearing stores and stuff up. I really didn't understand what was going on, but now I know.
50 years later, Peace lives in the neighborhood where Freddie Gray was arrested and where the violence broke out this week. She came out to clean up with her granddaughter. Michael Higginbotham teaches law and civil rights at the University of Baltimore. He says the 68 riots were far more widespread than what happened this week, but the roots are the same.
We're talking about high unemployment. We're talking about poverty, homelessness, drugs, crime, and hopelessness. And that's what were the causes in 1968, and they're the same causes. And the problem is we haven't dealt with that.
In fact, he says the 1968 riots only made those conditions worse because businesses were reluctant to invest. Patricia Fernandez-Kelly wrote the book The Hero's Fight about West Baltimore. She doesn't buy that it's fear that keeps businesses away. She says it's generations of neglect.
It is because we have not invested in those neighborhoods. Those are folks who really do not have a loud political voice.
One teacher in Baltimore is trying to give his students more of a voice. At Mount Royal Elementary and Middle School, Baba Olumiji's 7th and 8th graders are writing letters to their city council members. When school reopened after the unrest, he used the legacy of the 68 riots to teach nonviolence.
We thought it was important for the children to see that neighborhoods don't always get restored. And so that no matter how people felt when they were engaged in that activity, they have to understand that now a community has been damaged, perhaps, hopefully not, irreparably.
Now the hope is that West Baltimore won't be forgotten again. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.